Both Mitt Romney and his opponent for a Utah Senate seat are aligning themselves with President Donald Trump on several issues, although they are clashing over one of Romney's outspoken tweets about a pastor.
When he's labeling President Trump as a phony and as a fraud and Pastor Jeffress as a bigot, I don't see those as productive steps in building relationships.
State lawmaker Mike Kennedy said during the debate Tuesday that Romney's past critiques of Trump and the pastor he called a religious bigot show he doesn't work well with others. Romney says he calls things like he sees them and strongly defended the tweet.
With regards to Robert Jeffress, this is a guy who said that Mormonism is a cult, that it's a heresy from the pit of hell. When people express bigotry, they ought to be called out for it.
The two men also differ on banning bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic rifles to mimic fully automatic ones. Romney supports a ban and more.
Make sure we have an armed person or people at the school or nearby. Number two, limit the access. Perhaps put in place magnetometers in certain circumstances. Number three, allow there to be an anonymous way to contact authorities if you're worried that someone represents a danger. And finally, we ought to have an intervention individual or team that can step in when we have an individual who represents that kind of threat.
Kennedy says he wants to focus on mental health.
When it comes to banning things like bump stocks, it doesn't work. So I don't believe that that's going to be a useful step. We need to augment our access to psychology and psychiatry. We need better mental health services available. I want to make sure that our actions actually work, which is why we created the Utah School Safety Commission, because what we need are community-based solutions.
Romney and Kennedy are both vying for the seat open with the retirement of Senator Orrin Hatch after 40 years. Primary elections happen on June 26th. The winner of the Republican primary will face Democrat Jenny Wilson in November. Reporting from Provo, I'm Carrie Bringhurst with Utah Public Radio.